Hey guys, Chris Vint here, one of the four co-hosts on What the Shell, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast. Myself, Dylan Cook, Sween Halleck and Michael Lacey, we all sit down and talk about things pertaining to the Turtles, whether it's interviews with Townsend Coleman, whether it's movie commentaries to do with the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, whether it's talking about Michael Bay and the Ninja Turtles. It's all fun and games there, so why not head over to whattheshell.podbean.com, or you could search for What the Shell on iTunes as well. Leave us a review, we'd love to see any reviews. And anything you want us to talk about pertaining to TMNT, send us an email at vinto316@gmail.com. And yeah, check out the monthly podcast, and all I have to say is Cowabunga, dudes!
Hey gang, your old buddy Duvall here with an announcement from the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Summer may be just around the corner, but first of all, the new graduates want to toss their caps up in the air and dads want to celebrate their day now that mom's got their chance. Starting now and continuing until June 30th at 11:59 p.m., the Crazy Kings of Toys are having a Dads and Grads sale. That's right, spend $20.12 to $40.23 and get $5 off your purchase. Spend $40.24 to $60.35 and get $10 off your purchase. By spending $60.36 to $80.47, you get $15 off your purchase. Spend $80.48 up to $100.59 and get $20 off your purchase. Spend $100.60 to $120.71 and you get $25 off that purchase. Spend $120.72 up to $140.83 and get $30 off your purchase. Spend $140.84 to $160.95 and get $35 off the purchase. Spend $160.96 to $181.07 and get $40 off your purchase, as well as an upgrade on shipping from parcel post to priority. And by spending $181.08 and up, you get $45 off your purchase, as well as free domestic shipping, applies solely to USPS parcel post and UPS ground shipments. Choose for your dads or those awesome grads from the Crazy King's wide selection of Masters of the Universe classics, Monster High, DC, Doctor Who, Marvel, Transformers, and so much more. And don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter where you'll receive a free 10% off coupon off any upcoming order. So there you go, gang. Check out the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com and find out why they're so crazy.
The Toy Bar is open for another week of Toy Talk, so pull up a stool, grab a drink, and listen to Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys. And now, here are your hosts, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 25 of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. Guess who lives?
Jason?
Nah, I'm alive!
Oh, wow, I meant the other Jason. The Voorhees one, the hockey mask.
Maybe he lives too.
Sorry. My bad.
That's okay.
I'm glad to see that you're okay, man.
Yes.
Let's get a little business out of the way first before we start yapping.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, there were rumors going around you killed me.
Yeah, well, okay, I was going to say that we're, as always, sponsored by the Crazy King of Toys.
That's right, you heard the commercial before the show.
All right. www.crazykingsoftoys. Okay. Yeah, no, there were some scurrilous rumors, because what happened was our fill-in host...
TFG1 Mike Blanchard was from DCast Radio.
...was somewhat unprofessional in that he was, like, scarfing down French bread pizza as we were starting to record. And I snapped at him or something, and he almost choked.
Oh.
So apparently he was, like, trying to get back at me by saying that I was killing all my co-hosts off.
That's pretty funny. And thank you very much to Blanchard, for filling
we
in.
We really appreciate it.
For me, since I was dead last week, I appreciate that.
Apparently. I was worried about you, Chief.
I was worried about myself. That's why I went to the doctor and they did chest x-rays and EKGs because they were like, they were worried. And I was like, then they were like, you just got a virus. And I was like, a virus? Really? They're like, yeah. I'm like, do I get any medicine? They're like, nope, just got to write it out. I'm like,
oh, nice.
God love medicine, modern medicine.
Wait till you get the bill.
Well, insurance will cover it.
Yeah.
Did you miss me last week?
I did. You know, I'm a little surprised you were that sick, though, because, I mean, after hanging out with me for the last 25 weeks, I would have thought you'd have, like, a school teacher's immune system.
No, it was worse than, like, you usually have just gotten, like, colds and stuff. This infection, whatever the hell it was, kicked my ass. I mean, literally, I had no energy. I literally, I couldn't catch a breath at times.
Oh, wow.
My chest was fluttery, so my it would feel like my heart would start beating rapidly, but it wasn't. It was... Dude, I cannot explain to you the sheer magnitude of uncomfortableness I was in. I slept most of Monday. Tuesday, I called in, didn't know if I had time to actually take off, drove to work, found out I had plenty of time to take off, drove to the doctor, stayed at the doctor for 2 hours while they ran tests, then came home and slept. It was awful, like just sheer torture.
Well, I'm sure I speak for everybody when we're glad that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You were definitely missed.
I saw a lot of people that said they were having Duvall withdrawals because we didn't even do an episode of Married to the Collection last week because I was so sick. So usually you guys will know if Dave and Duvall will go on because there's two of us. But when it comes to the wife and I, we're really the only ones that can do that show.
Yeah.
So when it kind of like somebody can sit in for Dave and I on this show, that's how it's set up. But when it comes to Married to the Collection, if I'm just on my deathbed and where Carrie is, that show's just not going to happen for that week. But yeah, I felt bad with no Married to the Collection and knew I had to find somebody to sit in with you for the week just so there would be an episode of Dave and Duvall's for people to listen to because, you know, meh. But we're back. We're here.
We're back. Yep.
Dave and I were rocking out to the Rock of Ages soundtrack before we began. I cannot wait for that movie.
That looks cool.
Although,
you know, this seems to be the summer, I have to say, of, like, aside from the Avengers is the only one that's delivered so far. Everything else is like, oh, it looks cool. Oh, it sucks.
Did you go see Prometheus?
I did not go see Prometheus, but I've heard enough about it that...
I've heard both sides of the door on that.
I hear it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I hear basically the characters are all idiots.
Yeah, like I've
heard the first hour is, it looks great. There's a lot of interesting themes, and then the last hour, you realize that it's written by the guy who wrote Lost.
Oh, yeah, you realize it's Damon Lindelof.
Yeah, because no question. Not only, here's my thing, all right, this is where I get mad.
Right.
Is not only do they not answer the questions that are posed, that are in fact central to the entire plot of the movie.
Which, did we in fact create the alien race?
No. Well, it's, and this is in the commercials. I mean, it's kind of spoiler territory.
Spoiler alert,
and we'll maybe like keep track of when we end it so we can give you a time on that or something. But it's in all the commercials. That's what makes me mad. It's in all the commercials. You know, she's like, oh, we were so wrong. We were so wrong. Oh, right. There will be no life left on Earth. Okay, right. So they want to take us out.
Right.
So that's clearly an important plot point, right?
Right.
Is that the dudes, the space jockeys, want to kill us.
Right.
Why?
Well, it's made pretty clear.
No, you
haven't heard my thought. You didn't let me finish. It's made clear that the space jockeys created human life.
Uh-huh.
Now they want to destroy it for some reason. But that, yes, it has never answered why they want to kill humanity. Never is that ever answered that I'm aware of. And I've read the spoilers for the movie.
I have a friend who listens to this podcast, and he's probably going to go, oh, I didn't do that bad a job, but I was like quizzing him, like, so why'd they do it? Well, I think it might have been, not what you think, why? Because I had thought, in the movie, the commercials make it look like, you know, Fassbinder steals the goo.
Right.
And you kind of think, okay, well, that's what pisses him off.
Right.
No, they were planning to take us out 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
So, like, and actually... Ridley Scott has given an answer to this. The stupidest fucking answer I've ever heard, but apparently there is an answer. But they were planning on taking us out 2,000 years ago. And the whole planet that they go to, according to, you know, Heimdall from Thor, who's the pilot, like suddenly just out of nowhere goes, oh, this is their bioweapons, you know, factory planet. You're like, oh, okay.
Huh.
So why'd they give us directions to their bioweapons factory planet?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Which is another why, but I'm not... So point being... I could actually live with the question not being answered. I could. I mean, that could be, like, the point.
Right,
you know,
right.
There are no answers. And, like, one of the sub-themes of the movie is faith. And I can understand kind of setting up something and having the answer either be disappointing or right. there is no answer. You know, right. you just don't know. But at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the survivor, I'll say, because one person does survive.
Right, right.
Goes, I'm going to go find out the answer to all the questions that were not answered in this movie. It's right. like, fuck you, audience. You've been sitting here for 2 hours, and now if you want to find out what the fuck just happened, go see the sequel.
Yeah.
And no. In fact, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I saw a quote somewhere, and I posted it, where it's like, coming soon, you know, all your answers will be revealed in James Cameron's Prometheus's.
Prometheus's.
But it's just like, so it's just, the fact that the movie goes, hey, we know that you wanted to know why they wanted to wipe us out.
Right.
We just couldn't be bothered to tell you because we were so busy with the snake that jumps in the guy's face.
Right.
And it's like, fuck you. That's central to the entire movie.
Yeah.
It's like the map is to the bioweapon world, and everything that happens because they encounter the bioweapon that was created. Everything revolves around the fact that they wanted to wipe us out. Don't just not tell, you know, either make that like a big mystery and so you're kind of screwed, or don't have the character go, well, I can find out the answer, it just won't be in this particular movie.
Right.
So I'm glad you got your ass kicked by Madagascar 3. I bet they answer questions in Madagascar 3. I bet we find out why he's wearing that afro. You know why? Probably because it makes him feel good.
It was, I don't know, it was...
Polka dot.
It was... It was stupid of Fox to open it next to Madagascar.
No, it wasn't. It's kind of programming.
Well, yeah, technically. I mean, they got a family movie. They figure they're rated, open a rated R for anyone that doesn't.
Well, it is a rated R, so yeah.
I mean, Madagascar barely beat it.
It was funny. My friend Chris wrote the same review for both films. I don't think he meant to either. It was like, yeah, it was good. It had a few plot holes. It was kind of goofy. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
It was like, that was the same review. He's like, well.
Fair enough.
Maybe it's the same movie. I don't know.
I know Carrie really wants to see Madagascar 3.
I'll see it on cable, because I like the penguins. Circus,
Afro Circus, Afro Circus, Afro, polka dot, Afro. And according to Chris Rock, that's all you have to do to be a voiceover actor.
Oh, come on, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. No, that alone makes me want to see that movie.
That's brilliant, but man, do voice actors hate his ass.
From really?
Well, do you remember the Oscars?
No.
Did you watch the Oscars this year? He came up to, I don't remember what, it was an animation award, but he talked about how easy it was to be a voiceover actor.
Oh, wow.
And how they just give him $1 million and he goes in and bees himself. And that set all the other voice actors giving Chris Rock a big middle finger like, fuck you, you have no idea what we do. Can you imagine, like, guys like Frank Welker and Rob Paulson, all these amazing talents,
and Chris Rock just shits all over their careers. Some big name celebrity came in and said, hey, what you do for a living is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
It's ridiculous. But I still want to see it.
Bad form, Chris.
Want to see it just for that polka dot.
I know.
Because it cracks me up every time I see it.
I know.
But I really want to see Rock of Ages.
I'm curious about
that. My God, I listened to that soundtrack nonstop today, and I was like, oh, I can't wait for this movie. That and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So since we had a week off, and it looks like you already talked about it because of the questions last week, but what about the Batman Returns Hot Toys stuff? Any interest? Catwoman?
No.
Penguin?
Penguin, yeah, that was one of the questions that we both, Mike and I both said maybe it depends on the outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
If he's wearing the mayor outfit?
If he's wearing the mayor outfit, I might think about it. If he's wearing, like, the long johns.
He's probably going to come with both, the onesie and the mayor outfit, I would imagine. Maybe.
We'll think about it.
Who knows? With Hot Toys, I mean, I just saw they were...
He probably should come with a penguin.
They were doing a Joker 2.0 for Dark Knight Returns, and it's the Joker from the interrogation scene with the table and chair, and it's like, God damn it. Why couldn't you have done that the first time around?
No.
As Carrie says... They find a way and they continue to rape you, collectors.
Yeah. Well.
Continuously and continuously. But I would like to see what the Catwoman looks like because I'm sure.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that interpretation of Catwoman. That was
really?
Yeah, and I. See, now Oz is going to get pissed off because apparently he really likes that version. So he's like, you keep slagging on my Catwoman.
You know what I'm more excited about is that Warner Brothers announced they're doing licensing for the 60s Batman series finally. Which means.
I saw that. Which means toys.
Toys. And maybe, hopefully, it means that Warner's and Fox have come to an agreement on
A DVD?
DVDs.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
It would be nice to have that entire series on a,
that'd be
on a
sweet.
Box set.
I'd buy it. I've always, that's one thing that's always like bewildered me. It's like I realize that they're squabbling for who gets, you know, what higher percentage.
Right.
But to me, it's like, you know, 50% of something is always more than 100% of nothing.
Right. And you got to think, I mean, Fox has owned the rights to that since, you know.
Yeah.
Since the 60s show happened, because Warner Brothers didn't own DC Comics then.
Yeah.
So, and then when Warner Brothers bought DC, that was some of the stuff they didn't get was those rights. And they've been battling over it for close to a decade.
Figured something out for the movie, because they've had the Batman TV show movie out on TV forever.
Yeah, I think the movie rights flipped, though, for some reason or another. Yeah. But Fox was able to retain and continue to retain those TV rights and merchandising rights for that version, for the characters. Because they've been able to release cars and stuff of it, but never the actual actors' likenesses of those characters. So it'll be cool to see. You know, Hot Toys has got a really good relationship with Warner Brothers.
Catwoman
and Fox. So it'll be nice to see if we get an announcement soon from Hot Toys on like an Adam West Batman and a Burt Ward Robin and a Cesar Romero Joker and a Burgess Meredith Penguin and a
Frank Gorshin Riddler.
Oh,
it's the one that I'd like.
Shit. Could you imagine?
That would be my Riddler. Like that would be the one that I'd use.
Those would actually make me buy every Hot Toys figure.
Wow.
Because I love the character. I love the look of that 60s show so much. I think it's a campy show. It's goofy.
Yeah, no, it's
fun,
campy. It's goofy.
But I love that, you know, I would love to have just figures of those classic characters. Cause,
well, I was thinking more Movie Masters. That's a little more in my price range, but
Movie Masters is where, well, I don't know, dude. Mattel's Movie Masters stuff nowadays. I don't know, man. Got bad news today.
Did you?
Yep. Carrie and I aren't going to Comic-Con.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They denied us our press badges.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know what?
You know, I've got like people that don't even know you going, is Jason going to Comic-Con? Can you get me a Jinx?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, are you serious?
I'm not going, guys.
So.
There will still be coverage for Toy World Order because BC Direct and Toof and Flynn. Those guys.
I call dibs on Flynn. I'm calling it right now. I got to send him an email, but I call dibs on Flynn because Flynn will get the job. Flynn is the man.
Yeah, he will get the shit done.
You other people can get BC, and maybe he'll do good, maybe he won't. But I call dibs on Flynn.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I got that email today, and my heart kind of sank for a second. And then I was like, you know what? It's better this way because Carrie and I would end up spending a fortune on plane tickets.
Yeah,
and we were literally Carrie and I were only going to go. We were going to fly out Thursday after work. We were going to be there Friday, and then we were going to come back Saturday night.
Wow.
Because we literally don't have the time and don't have, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that kind of sucks. That's a lot of money to spend just to go out for like a couple days.
Yeah, so I told Carrie, I mean, she really wants to go. So I was like, you know what? When tickets go on sale this fall, we've already got member IDs. We'll just log on and buy the tickets that morning. You know, we'll just fight the crowd. We'll buy the four-day passes and be done with it.
Okay, cool.
You know, I mean, what the hell? Why not? We'll buy tickets, and then that way, next year, if, God forbid, if for some reason they deny us press badges again. I mean, I get, you know, the email says it's because of...
Well, we're still a new site, and I remember the other place we had some issues
getting
passes. And then the next year, they had no problems whatsoever getting passes for whatever the hell they wanted.
And Toy World Order is such a weird... Our website is such an odd website, because we're not a news site. We don't do news.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to do news, because there's 4 million other sites out there, and everyone's fighting for the same news stories. Everyone's stealing everyone else's picture. It's just a mess. It's like, you want your news, go somewhere else. You want to see original content, come to us.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I mean, that's pretty much how I
feel. No, you're wrong.
But news, you know. I mean,
we can talk about news. That was one of the things that hampered the first couple of shows. Is we start to talk about news, you'd be like, no news.
Yeah.
Like, well, can't we just talk about it? We don't have to break the news.
Right.
We can talk about
speaking
it.
Speaking of news, did you see Hasbro announced a new Comic-Con exclusive? That's,
No.
Wait.
That's, wait, whoa, whoa,
okay,
whoa.
Okay, no, wait. Let me finish. There's a regular retail version of Helicarrier.
Okay.
There's a Comic-Con exclusive version of Helicarrier that's a foot longer.
Then
the retail version, and is the only way you're going to be able to get Mariah Hill.
bullshit.
And is a new version of Captain America.
I don't care about that. I want Mariah Hill.
$129.99.
Mariah Hill.
4 foot long. Helicarrier.
Fuck. That'll have to be like something that I buy on eBay for like too much money.
Or maybe HasbroToyShop.com.
Yeah, if it hangs around long enough.
I mean, you know, I think... I know the retail version of it's 3 foot.
Aww.
So, and then this Comic-Con version is an extra foot longer.
I just want Maria.
I don't know. I'm not... I knew you would want it for the character and kind of for the Helicarrier, but I'm still not
impressed. I want the Helicarrier toy. I check... Every time I go to stores, I check to see if it's out yet.
I'm still not impressed with it. It has no play value, really.
It has almost none whatsoever.
I mean, it's got like... It's got some doors and stuff, but it's just...
Oh, no, it sucks.
The scale's all wonky, and not that they could make an actual scale Helicarrier, but still, it's like, you know, you look at this picture we're looking at, which you can find on pretty much any news site you look at, those figures on this Helicarrier, and you're like, Jesus Christ, you know.
Well, the tower, Captain America is as tall as the tower. I mean, it's not a tower, it's a cockpit.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's the... See, that they've been doing that all... Like, Star Wars people know that drill.
Yeah.
Where they sort of play around with the proportions and, you know, find a way to get it done. Damn. I want Maria Hill.
There's some new pictures of the Carbonite set.
You know, I am so pissed off. I am so pissed off that they changed the backer cards. I have mixed feelings. Like, because on the one hand, I'm like, freedom! Freedom! You know, can you... Feel a
yes.
Brand new day.
True.
On the other hand, it's like the one figure I wanted on a fucking vintage card was Jar Jar. And it had to be that wave that they switched to some stupid... Now, what it is but it this, was it was factor... it was a... not a prototype. I don't know what but it was proposed... For the vintage line, they had like different styles that they proposed for the backer cards.
Right.
And this was a rejected style that they didn't use.
Right.
And so they're... I guess for the fun of it, they're going to put some vintage figures out on that kind of style card.
My question to you, looking at this packaging, is that I honestly think that the packages, the figures, you're just seeing the bubble. Because if you look at the package the way it is, look at how we're looking at the front and you can see what looks like Vader and then Jar Jar yeah. and the Clone Trooper. Look at how that's curved. That's not a package. That's just the outer shell of the carbonite chamber showing you the figures. How much you want to bet inside that those are actually still on?
No, they're not.
They're not at all.
No, they've shown, like, the actual waves that will go to retail are on those cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, of course,
the carbonite Jar Jar is on a vintage style card.
Right. Because I was going to say, there's no way that's the actual, like, those are the, I mean, the cards are behind those, but.
No, those are the actual cards. They've taken orders from on sites, and they've shown that that wave, I thought it was supposed to be a variant at first, but that wave, that's the style backer card.
Hmm.
I'm not super happy about it, because yeah. that was the one figure I wanted on a vintage style card.
Well, aren't they, like you said, aren't they still going to release the actual retail
of that figure? I don't think so. I don't know. The retail of that figure's on that card.
Really?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, son. You ain't listening.
Why would they change the vintage?
Because this was an alternate style that was rejected, and fans will think it's kooky and fun.
No, fans want the vintage Kenner style. Leave it that way.
You know, maybe they did it for that way because they figured nobody wanted Jar Jar anyway, so they do something funky.
Mm.
I'm like the one guy. I was talking to Cherry, my girl, today,
right.
And she made a joke about me like going for the Jar Jar figure, and there was this pause. And I'm like, but I really do want the vintage Jar Jar figure.
What was funny, I share a story with you because I think you're in the same boat now as Pixel Dan. I had to go over there yesterday to pick up a backdrop that I'm using. And downstairs, he has a stack of vintage figures. And he's like, I had to stop buying them. He's like, there's too damn many of them. He's like, I want to keep them on the card. I want to open them. And I'm like, dude, Dave's the same way. Dave's been buying two of some figures just because the cards are so damn cool. But he's getting the same way too, where he's like, fuck.
No.
There's just too many coming out. You know, it's like just a constant barrage. Well,
they did like three waves. Like, I have never seen them in stores, but like the online, there's been like three waves in a row in the last like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I just got from Big Bad, I just got the newest wave with like the chick bounty hunter from Old Republic.
Yeah.
And that wave. So.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man. Why? Hasbro, stop. You're killing Star Wars collectors.
Well, apparently they've changed the card back. So, yeah, well, like I said,
freedom,
freedom.
Yeah,
Like, that wave will be, like, the first...
Unless there's a cool character or something. Or...
Well, no, like, I might still get that Jar Jar. Now it's a lot less likely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else... Oh, the Princess Leia. The Bespin Leia. Right. She's an upgrade. Maybe the... But it'll be a lot less of getting every figure.
Right.
You know, because it's just like... You know, I don't care. I mean, like, half of it was because it looked cool on that vintage style card.
Yeah.
I love that vintage style.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just for that... I can see Hasbro doing it just for that one wave.
And then going
just
back.
Just for that one wave and then going back. It's like, hey, the one figure you want, fuck you. And then we're going to go back, so you got to spend all your money again.
Bastards. NECA showed off a new Comic-Con exclusive for Freddy Krueger, which is kind of neat, which is a black and white.
Why is it in black and white?
This was from...
those movies were in the 1980s, and they had color by then.
Well, this was from a dream sequence in the Dream Child.
I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't, because it's been a long time, and I don't remember that film.
Well, the comic book geek Mark Grey gets sucked into his own comic book nightmare, and Mark fights back by turning himself into comic superhero, the Phantom Prowler. But, of course, his power, you know, he's no match for Freddy, and then Freddy slices and dices him. So he's like a black and white comic book version on a skateboard, and then you've got
the paper as
Mark appeared in the film after he got killed when he got turned into a comic book, and Freddy like just fucking slashes him, and he's just melting into this puddle, and that's kind of a neat. I'm not much for the NECA horror stuff, but that's kind of a cool little idea. They're like, hey, we're gonna do this Freddy figure, and this is what we're gonna do. It's kind of neat.
It's cute.
And then we talked about Prometheus.
We did.
And Hot Toys announced they're going to do 1/6 scale Prometheus figures.
Yeah.
Which some of those might be nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Hot Toys, it'll be nice.
Yeah.
God, the engineer would be fucking expensive.
Oh, God, yes. I can only imagine what that is going to end up costing when it hits the stores. It's going to be like, yeah, here's the engineer. Here's lots of money.
And then, is that Hot Toys?
Or
is
this that is, they're also, NECA is also doing Prometheus.
I was going to say cool, because I might get a NECA engineer.
Yeah, so they're doing the engineer, they're doing a pressure suit engineer. Wow, the pressure suits actually look a lot alien-ish.
Well, don't you remember, I mean, those are the space jockeys.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Remember the classic scene from Alien, the big gun?
Yes,
gun? Yeah, those are those guys.
Okay.
And they have, like, the weird elephant helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're neat looking. I may buy one of those just because they're kind of neat. I think I will.
Put it with my Alien stuff.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Kind of neat.
Yeah, I was about to say, because you said Prometheus toys, I'm like, ooh, NECA. And then you said Hot Toys, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I'd seen NECA was actually doing that as well. There were some new images of the Hiss tank.
Yeah.
So there was a better picture of the bat and picture of the box. It was kind of cool. Destro riding high on the shockwave looking Hiss.
I know, it's cool.
Yeah, well, it's neat.
On my list for our man Flynn.
Yep. I wish I could buy one, but eh.
Well, I mean, it's neat, but trust me, the actual Hiss tank, like the body, is pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's not cool.
I've heard lots of that. That's just the only thing I don't like is the Destro figure. I don't like how he looks.
I don't know. Well, he's purple because he got to fit in with the Shockwave.
Oh yeah, but I don't like the outfit he's got on.
He's got a weird,
like, bulletproof vest collar kind of.
Yeah, like a bomb disposal collar.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like the weapon, I think that's a Techno
Viper. It's almost like it's Hurt Locker Destro.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really fit because he's the kind of guy that would hire someone else to get blown
It's true.
But.
That's very true. Very, very true.
Still, this concept is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know.
Well, Comic-Con, you don't have to buy it then.
No, I know. It's just that I held Vicron in my hands and looked at him, and now I'm just kind of like up in the air on him. Like, oh, that's a neat figure. I may buy one just because I have all the other Comic-Con exclusives from Masters, but it's like, I'm like, that was the only thing I really gave a damn about, and now it's just like, now I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was never that excited about it.
There's just nothing, I don't know, man. that's another reason why I'm just kind of not heartbroken to not be going to Comic-Con, because there's nothing there that I'm like, I gotta have that, you know. In the past, there's been stuff where I'm like, oh, I gotta get that. Now I'm just like, I don't see anything that really tickles my fancy at all.
I mean, my thing is, I really want the Jinx just to be a completist, but I'm not like, you know, a huge Jinx fan. She's not like a super hardcore character. And then I like that Carbonite Jar Jar, but again, it's supplemental.
Right.
Which to me is actually the perfect kind of Comic-Con exclusive. It's something that's neat, but, you know, supplemental. Not it's not from the movies. It's a cute little side thing. You know, it's neat to have, but if you don't have it in your collection, you don't feel like it's... Like, Jinx, people will be pissed if they can't get Jinx.
Right.
But, like, the Jar Jar, nobody's going to really worry about not getting Carbonite Jar Jar. The Shockwave, his tank, you know, people are not going to be... People want it, but they won't be super upset. Because, again, it's a weird sort of subcategory that doesn't really, you know...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know. What's their Transformer? Have they announced their actual... Real Transformer?
Yes, it's a... oh, shucky darn.
And has Mattel announced any DC stuff? Aside from the...
hold on.
From the Penny Pockets or whatever. Pockets.
I'll let you know here. We'll go to my good buddy Jeff Saylor at figures.com and his amazing exclusives list, which is always a work in progress up until the show. Hasbro, I don't think... that there is. I thought they've shown pictures at BotCon. They showed that cliff jumper, like the zombified cliff jumper.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've actually announced it as a Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, yet. But they do that. I remember last year that Thor popped up, like, at Comic-Con.
Yes.
So they usually hold one back.
Other than, you know, the Hasbro, I mean, there's a Uncanny X-Force Marvel Legends 3-pack.
Oh,
that is I'll show it to you. That's Archangel, Psylocke, and Wolverine in their X-Force costumes.
Live without.
I don't know, dude. The Archangel. I mean, look at that Archangel.
He looks cool, but I could live without.
And then there's a Masters of Evil 3¾-inch set.
Oh,
so it's
Baron Zemo,
Radioactive Man, and Tiger Shark.
Oh,
which Dave's gonna want.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
The Super Helicarrier, of course, Shockwave, his tank with Destro, the two Jinx, the Star Wars Carbonite Freeze Chamber, the My Little Pony exclusive, which is Derpy.
Derpy?
It's
his name, or
yeah, it's supposed to be the dumb pony, but they call him. I don't think they've ever officially called it Derpy Pony, but see how the eyes are. That's why they call it Derpy Pony.
That's sort of mean.
Yeah, but everybody's excited. Then, of course, Mattel, they haven't really announced anything new. You know, the Knight Rider Hot Wheel. The Hot Wheels, the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine, which is kind of neat because it comes in a box. A Scooby Snacks box. I think that's kind of new. Finally get to see the inside.
I know, you're obsessed with Mater on the Toilet.
Yeah,
there.
Mater on the Toilet. So you finally
just rent
the
damn movie.
Yeah, you finally get to see the inside of that, thanks to Figures.com Pictures. The Polly Pocket stuff. Other than that, man, there really isn't, you know, nothing. I haven't seen anything that's really gone, reached out and grabbed me. I mean, Diamond's got Avengers vs. X-Men mini-mates. So Juggernaut, Cyclops, Emma Frost.
What's actually Colossus?
Oh, and the Juggernaut mask?
Yeah, he got the... During Fear Itself, somehow he got the crystal or something, so he's now technically Juggernaut.
Jesus Christ, that's like...
Well, I know. He still got punked by the Thing, I think.
Well, that's good. Amazing Spider-Man movie, Metallic Bust, Sewer Battle, Mini-Mates 2-pack, which the lizard actually looks really cool as a mini mate.
He does. They did something with the legs to make it.
Yeah,
like,
make him have like lizard feet.
Yeah.
Battle Beast mini mates 2-pack. Which, man, I mean, people are excited about the Battle Beast, but I'll...
People have been excited about the damn Battle Beast for like 2-3 years now. I know. Quit dicking around on that.
Star Wars R2, R9, Vinyl Bank, Walking Dead's Minimates, Rick, and Zombie, and the Rick's missing an arm, I love.
That's cute.
Femme Fatale's Apparition Dark Child variant PVC statue, and then Battle Beast comic with a...
Double E.
For the Comic-Con exclusive. But other than that, it's like, there's nothing really that's...
Yeah, there's nothing like super gotta have.
No.
Like last year's Raiders set was like absolutely burn every bridge to get a hold of that.
Yeah.
The Deserve Man guy.
Yeah, with the cookbook.
I like the little lunchbox.
Yeah, the Invaders, Twilight Zone Invaders diorama.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I just... This year's Comic-Con, like the exclusive, it almost seems like the exclusives are getting less and less exciting.
Yeah. Well... You know, you can't hit the... I mean, at some point, you run out of stuff to do, too.
True.
So, I mean... True. I mean, the G.I. Joe is probably one of the most interesting ones, but they've got such a huge backlog of characters they've never done yet.
Yeah.
That you can always call on that. But, like, with Star Wars, they've done everybody.
Yeah.
You know, not sure about Transformers is kind of weird because it goes through so many generations.
Right.
Like, with Masters of the Universe, I mean, basically, it's down to Ram Man and then...
A hand, like
whatever, anything else.
Yeah, Rio Blast.
And, yeah, I mean, like, know, random guy.
Extendar and a whole bunch of, like, random characters.
Yeah. I mean, so...
I think somebody counted. I think there's, like, 18 regular characters in the original Vintage Masters line they have not done yet.
Hmm.
And then that's it. Like, then they've got She-Ra figures and New Adventures, and that's whatever else they can... You know, they're going to try to milk it as long as they can.
Oh, I'm sure.
To release those final few figures, but... I mean, think about this year. We know we're getting Mosquito. You know, we know we're getting a handful of other characters that they've shown and announced. You know, Dragon Blast Skeletor, Mechanek. So, you know, they're going to try to milk as much as that it can. And then eventually it's just going to be like, oh, we're done. Sorry. That's it.
Well, you know, but I also think that's kind of... I think there's unfortunate on both sides of the equation that both Mattel and I think the fans... Both feel like once they hit that mark, it's over. Because, I mean, for me, with, like, G.I. Joe 25th, some of the most exciting figures from that line were the ones that hadn't been done before.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They were the interesting ones. They were the cool ones. They were the you know, it was something new that was added to the mix that made it more than just sort of, you know, hey, this toy that you already have, just, you know, done differently.
Right.
You know? And with Star Wars, I know people... There are websites that keep track of, like, how many vintage-style figures are left to be done, and it's still, like, 5 or 6.
Yes.
Because they get nitpicky about, you know, hard to believe that fanboys get nitpicky, but they do. They get nitpicky about some of that stuff, and...
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like...
Did you see this Bandai snuck out this 6-inch Tiger figure based on the new series for their Series 2, and it's like... Literally, it's not hitting stores because it's buried in, like, random, you know, rehashes of these cases. And
no,
yeah, they're let's see, they're, if I remember right, they're going for quite a bit of money.
Well, let me put this way, I didn't 40, know that, but
60, $27.
Yeah, welcome to I'm gonna be a toy collector. That shit happens all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. What's... Yeah,
it's pretty uncommon that it's just one figure, but I mean, with Hasbro, they'll like take a wave and it'll be one per case, right. And the other half of the case is crap.
What's sad about this is the best figure Bandai's done
of course in
this line. No unpainted joints, all the joints are actually painted. It's still got the screw holes in the back, but it literally is like defined. Like they finally figured this shit out, and then they're like, "Now we're done."
Well, yeah. And any Indiana Jones collector is going Temple Doom Wave.
Yep. Which, of course, never really made it to stores around here. Did a couple, like Meyer.
Meyer got 2 cases.
Yeah, and that was it.
That was it. As far as I know, that's the only place that got anything.
It's ridiculous, dude. It's just, it's like...
And they had all their shit down. They were really well painted. The sculpts were amazing.
Yeah.
Which is like, but everything... And again, like I was saying, there were 6 figures in that wave. It was a case of 12.
Yeah.
One each. And then the other 6 figures were literally Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones, Mutt, Indiana, you know,
yeah.
Like all the figures that were hanging around on pegs already.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where I, you know, people give the companies a hard time for quote, distribution, and they don't really have any say on that. They really don't. They give it to the, you know, stores buy stuff and they send it to them. Where I fault companies is in the pack-out ratios.
Right.
That's and the wave distribution, because that's where they screw up, you know, because they keep putting shit out that people don't want.
All the time.
And it's just like, you got to figure that out. It's stuff sells faster when it's new, and it sells slower when it's old. And
right.
I understand wanting to keep certain characters in circulation, but you don't choke the thing off with, you know...
By just, like, cramming
a billion Captain Americas, a billion, you know, like... It's weird because my predictions for Avengers have sort of come true, even though stores didn't order as heavily as I thought.
Right.
They're still buried in, like, the same five figures, you know, the same Captain America, same Black Iron Man, the same Thor, you know, and it's like, the pegs aren't even full. It's just, like, they got those cases and those didn't sell, so they're not getting any more.
Right. It's ridiculous, man. It's just, duh. People wonder why I'd rather buy vintage stuff than new shit.
Well, I like the new stuff. I would like to be able to buy it. That's my thing. Like, just give me a chance to buy it, man. I'll give you my money.
Yeah.
So, I just hate that it's such a needless pain in the ass.
Right.
You know,
something that you should never have to deal with, and it's just a constant battle.
Yeah.
As a collector to find half this shit.
Well, and then because of the way they do it, because they make it so limited and so stupid and such a, like, the people that should be your allies are your enemies.
Right.
You know, your fellow collectors are the guys that are going for the same toys you are.
Yeah.
I was talking to our good buddy Wheeler today, and I was joking around about how, you know, just don't get between me and a Joseph Colton, because I'll stab you. And he's like, but I want Joseph Colton too. And I'm like, well, you'll get the second one we find. Because my thing is, and unlike some other people that we know, my thing is once I get the thing that I want at least, then I switch into a different mode.
Right.
If you need one too, then I will move heaven and earth to get you one.
Right.
But I mean, I do kind of have to get mine first.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then I'm like, you know, once I'm cool, man, it's like, you know.
That was always my thing with going to Comic-Con and having a list of stuff and people giving me money and me looking them in the eye and going, I'm going to get mine and that's it. If I can't get you yours, man, sorry.
Well, I actually gave you extra. Like, I remember the time that you went and I gave you extra money because I'm like, look, if you can't get it from a dealer.
Yeah. That's what I did. I know when King Grayskull came out, I had to do that for Scotty Cash because I got mine, I got Dan's, and then I had to call because Scott barraged me. Just constant fucking text messages. Did you get it? 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 Oh, dear Lord. And I couldn't get back on that line because I kept closing off. And I was like, dude, I'm going to go buy yours from a dealer because I'm not, there's no way I'm getting back on that line. I'm like, it's Thursday. I leave on Saturday. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, I got shit to do while I'm here, too. And I ended up going to a dealer and paying, like, $45 for it.
Yeah.
Just, I was like, sorry, dude. I was like, I gotta use whatever extra money you gave me to do this. Because you want it that bad. That's the only way I'm going to get it. I'm not getting back in that line. So, that's, you know, I feel the same way you do. It's like, I'm going to get mine. And then once I get what I need, you know...
Well, I mean, if I can have, like, the Comic-Con stuff is a special case, but anything else, like, if it's in the stores, if I find it, you know, and you need it.
Yeah.
And if it's not something I, you know, like with the G.I. Joe stuff, I tried to be, because we've got a friend, Jay, who was also into G.I. Joe.
Right.
And I always try to, like, you know, like, make sure that I didn't just grab all the good stuff, you know, it was like, so what ones do you really want?
Yeah.
You know, because he got the Red Ninja first, because, you know, he really wanted that, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
I really wanted the Cobra Commander. You know, it was like, you know... You try to work with people, and you try to, but it's just like, I don't know, it's depressing because it does feel like you're sort of in competition with these people who should be your friends and allies, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
That's why I like having friends who are collectors who don't live here in Springfield.
Yes.
Because it's like, if they find something for you, you know, it's not a, you know.
Yeah, it's not a battle.
Yeah, it's not a battle.
Yeah. Good times.
It's also nice to have friends like you who aren't necessarily collecting the same things I'm collecting.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what makes me. Talking toy update.
Okay.
Snoopy works 100% now.
Huzzah!
Huzzah's right.
Now, is this the new Snoop? Weren't you getting a new Snoopy?
Here's what happened. The old Snoopy.
Yes.
The eyes never worked right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't turn right. And then all of a sudden, that motherboard... just stopped reading the animatronic tracks. So he wouldn't work at all. So I ordered a new Snoopy that the mouth, both the upper and lower jaws worked, but the eyes wouldn't work. And I'm like, well, it's probably just a frozen motor. Not a big deal. I can fix that. Got it here, started taking it apart, switched the boards, you know, got the upper eyes to work, but it wanted to constantly run the motor. So it was getting hot. I was like, why is that doing that? I'm like, son of a bitch. Mess with it. Finally got it to work right, and then it started doing it again. So I'm like, all right, well, I switched the old boards to see if I could get the old board working, and it started working. I'm like, oh, okay. But the lower jaw wouldn't work. It wouldn't move at all. It would just kind of move a little bit, and the upper jaw and the eyes worked beautifully. I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm not buying a third Snoopy. Like, I'm just not.
Jeez.
So I played with it again, and I flipped the boards again, and then I flipped them back, and then all of a sudden that original board stopped working again. I'm like, are you kidding me? You were just working. Why'd you stop? So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to put the old board in. I'm going to put, you know, the eyes run hot. I get it. I'm not going to run it all the time. It'll be fine. So I put the old board in, put it all together, put a skin back on, got everything back stitched up nice and neat, and then turned him on. And then, you know, the eyes and the motor that runs the eyes and the ear mechanism still runs a little bit, but it's not as bad now. And I'm like, okay, well, don't know what that was all about, but I'm fine. I'm happy with it. I'm done. Like, I'm done. Shitty thing was is that other Snoopy I bought came with the tape as well. Just my luck. Same damn tape I already got.
Of course.
And the Big Bird Trio, you know, the friends at the end that I now hear in my sleep.
I'm sure you do.
I told our friend Dr. Betty that just in a conversation. I'm like, if I have to hear Friends of the Rescue one more time, I will lose my damn mind. And she was like, is that the only tape you have? And I'm like, yes, it's the only one I have. And she's like, I will send you some Trio tapes. So she actually sent me a bunch of Trio tapes.
Oh, cool.
So I've got like, she sent like 5 new tapes.
That's cool.
For the Trio. So, and I was going to send her the other 5 that I have, because I was like, I don't need it. And she's like, well, I've got, you know, a mentally handicapped lady that I actually tried to get all these for, and she doesn't have a 5. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So she wanted to pay me for it. I'm like, you sent me 5 tapes and a new Teddy Ruxpin motherboard? No, keep it. You're fine. Like, have 5. I'm like, that's you're good. Like, you owe me nothing, man. So yeah, it was a fun week of lots of talking toy stuff to get done. Snoopy drove me nuts.
I imagine.
Yeah, I wanted to cry. I was like, Carrie will kill me if I have to buy another Snoopy.
Yeah, I suspect she would.
Yes, she would have. Let's move on to some fan quizzestions.
Fan questions.
Yay.
Fan questions.
All right, gang. Time for some fan questions.
Fan questions.
First question comes from Star Joe Chuck. It says, okay, guys, I have a toy issue. I collect basically 4 toy lines. Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, and DC Marvel superheroes. I'm thinking of getting into some of the high-end collecting stuff, but in order to do that, I will have to drop one of the lines I currently collect. So for up to you, what line would you quit? I'll take your opinion into consideration. Thanks, Star Joe Chuck.
Man, I always get set up. I'm always set up. It's always a setup. Everyone's always trying to get me in trouble with Masters fans.
I know, right?
Okay, here's the thing. I think G.I. Joe quit you. In fact, G.I. Joe quit all of us.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure that's that huge an issue.
Not by Hasbro's fault, though.
Not entirely by Hasbro's fault, but yeah, I think they left you. Frankly, well, he says DC and Marvel. I mean, there's really not. I you know, the DC stuff's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
At least from retail. Yeah. I don't know if you're doing the subscription. Marvel, you know, I mean, it's poking along. So maybe like DC and G.I. Joe, that should help.
I agree with Dave. I mean, G.I. Joe is pretty much, I mean, you're done with G.I. Joe until March.
Yeah,
apparently. You got 9 months.
Apparently.
And, you know, like Dave said, DC, they're still doing a couple characters here and there in their subscription.
I mean, there's the Batman stuff.
Yeah, but it's not.
The foreign stuff is terrible.
Yeah.
And frankly, the Movie Masters isn't that much better.
No. To me, that would be a line I would drop. I mean, I already dropped it. I dropped it before it was done. I was like, this line's dead. So, yeah, there you go, Chuck.
Yeah, that would kind of be my answer.
Oh, and Star Joe Chuck, if you haven't seen it already, there's a new episode of Flea Market Finds. He really put a thing in the site help section of the forum that was like, please let me know when a new episode of this show is on.
All right, well, there's no one on.
Yeah, that's right. Went up as we record this today. That's what I did before you got here.
As we speak.
Oh, Star Joe Chuck, we'll say this is a second part to his question.
Well, it's not a second part. It's a separate question.
But we'll give it a second part. Do you guys do custom figures or vehicles? Do you create them or buy them? Do you stay away from them? Do you have any? If so, what? Actually, you've got some custom figures.
I have a couple of custom G.I. Joes that a guy from England sent me.
Right.
They were made from Marvel Legends.
Right.
Scarlet and Gung-Ho and Duke.
Right. I was going to say Roadblock, but you're right. It's Gung-Ho.
And actually, I was talking to you before the show. There's one I'd love to have. I saw it. Someone on our... It may have even been you, Star Joe Chuck, on my Facebook feed had a picture of it. And it is a... it's Soundwave as a G.I. Joe. Hang on, I got it on my...
Soundwave as a G.I. Joe. Okay, I'm following.
And it's just... It looks so cool. And the guy did, like, the custom card. And, you know... Like, it's got, like, the chest... The chest is from a bat, obviously. So it's got, like, the thing and...
Right, so he's got the bat chest to make it look like...
Look at that thing. Yeah. That thing is so cool.
That's, pretty badass. He's got the shoulder cannon that's...
Got the shoulder cannon battery.
Yep.
I mean, I'd buy it in a heartbeat. If that was a real toy, I would buy that in a nanosecond.
Yeah, that's a cool... He's got a Cobra Commander helmet. It looks like the Ninja Snake Eyes...
Face.
Yep. I'm not sure what the other body parts are from. But yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I know he had, thought I had heard something that they were selling, that he was selling these.
He was, but I think he sold out real fast.
Yeah.
And they were expensive too.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the card and everything, yeah. I mean, that card is really cool because it's on a G.I. Joe style card with all the Transformers.
But it's a Transformer
graphics.
Kind of card, yeah. It's just like, so yeah, I think if a custom's done really well, I'm interested. I don't have the skill to do them myself. I mean, my custom figures are basically, thanks to Hasbro doing the ball and the ball neck thing, like I pop one head off and swap it onto another body, and that's
right.
That's my customization. Like I have a custom Admiral Dalla, who's basically a movie Scarlet popped onto a female Imperial officer's body.
There we go. The parts list for this, if you guys can find a picture of it, it's the head of the
POC Snake Eyes,
Snake Eyes,
Pursuit of Cobra,
Snake Eyes. The helmet's a Resolute Cobra Commander. The upper body is a Bats. The lower body is Resolute Destro. The upper arms are Jungle Viper. The lower arms are Resolute Destro. The upper legs are Resolute Snake Eyes. The knee is the Resolute Snake Eyes. The lower legs are Resolute Snake Eyes. The feet are Resolute Snake Eyes. The shoulder cannons, Bazooka's Bazooka, plus a Gatling gun tip. The backpack comes from the Crimson Guard. And Laserbeak is a flight pod engine that's been customized with some random bits.
And it's just that easy.
Yes.
See, I can't paint, man. I have no paint skills.
I mean, I could paint.
If I had skills, man, I would do something like that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. He's cool. He's very, very cool.
I think he's cool. I would love to have something like that.
I don't think... Well, I have a custom figure. And it's of me as a wrestler.
Wow, that's cute.
And it's my being Francis Alexei Westlake III figure.
Yeah.
So, with his little British flag and his little golf club. So, that's about the only figure I have, and it's of me, which is, I guess is, well...
You and Super Van Ben.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, this is his birthday today, so...
Oh, happy birthday, Super Van Ben!
When we're recording this, it's your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Super Van Ben!
Happy birthday, you...
Yeah, happy birthday!
Bastard.
Oh.
But I was going to say, like, the one custom figure I wish I had the skills to do was my character from Star Wars Galaxies. I'd love to have, like, a custom Star Wars figure of my character.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Speaking of role-playing games, real quick, before we move on to the next question.
Okie doke.
I haven't played World of Warcraft in probably, since Carrie and I've been together, so 7.5 years.
Okay.
I got an invite for their new to be one of their new beta testers on their new game, just out of the blue. Like, I'm like, how did I get a beta invite to this? What the hell?
Probably because you haven't played for so long, and they're like, hey, maybe we can suck you back in.
Only if I get to play for free after the beta test.
Well...
I might.
No, see, the idea is that you're so in love with it after you play that you want to be in.
Carrie forbid me.
Aw.
She told me I couldn't.
That's probably a good call.
Probably.
I have studiously avoided all MMOs. Partly because they're not as good. I don't enjoy them as much as Galaxies, and partly because that just, like, took over my life for two years.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Count Marzo says, hey, Dave and Duvall, got one for you this week. With all the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives recently announced, which are your favorite this year? Which company has the best exclusives this year? For me personally, I got to say Hasbro beat out Mattel this year. And it's hard for me to say that since I'm such a Mattel and Masters Universe fanboy. But Derpy, Bruticus, and the Uncanny X-Force beat out Vicron. Those are...
By the way, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Transformers exclusive is Bruticus.
I don't understand why it's not included in Jeff's list.
Well, he must not have updated it then.
Must not have.
I forgot. That was one of the things someone I know asked if you could get him a Bruticus. Gotcha.
Those are the SDCC exclusives I'm interested in getting this year. So what about you guys? Also, what are some of your favorite Comic-Con exclusives from previous years? We already covered it.
Yeah,
Previous years, though, we can go into...
I was just going to say quickly, I agree. Hasbro, I think, has the better lineup.
Yeah.
At least the more interesting lineup.
No, I agree. God, previous year's exclusives.
Indiana Jones, man. That Indiana Jones six-pack is just...
Yeah, because that was the
Lost Wave.
It was the Lost Wave, which props to Hasbro for doing that last year.
That was super cool. That was super cool. And then they had the Starscream, the Skystriker Starscream.
Starscream, which
was
really cool.
Another really cool... Those are probably two of my favorites.
It was the only way you could get the Skystriker before anybody else.
No, it came out.
I thought it had hit stores after that.
No, it was the same time.
Was it?
It was around the same time.
Well, damn it.
No.
I don't know. My favorite exclusives would be the Kazar box set, the Marvel Legends box
set. That's a cool
one. Which I still have. I liked the fact that was the only... That the Marvel Legends exclusive, was it the next year or that same year, was... it would have been that same year, was the only way you could get Fing Fang Foom before anybody else.
Yeah.
It was the only way you could complete Fing Fang Foom.
Before anybody else,
Because there were still like two waves to go or
something. There was
like
a wave to go, but yeah.
That was kind of cool.
And it had a special box for like the whole wave, too.
Had a special box. King Grayskull is still one of my favorites because of the Castle Grayskull box. I really liked the Wonder Twins and stuff, even though I've sold them. I really thought that was a cool exclusive. Egon that year for the Ghostbusters was really cool. Beyond that, though, I've got a black and white Ninja Turtles box set that was before anybody else could get that box set from Comic-Con. That was kind of neat. But other than that, I can't think of anything that was majorly really neat for me from previous years.
I'm trying to think. The two from last year, the Starscream and the Indiana Jones Wave, I think are my favorites.
Right.
The one that I really did kind of fall in love with was they had a Superhero Squad set of three.
Yes.
And it had Dr. Doom in like his like bathrobe
and
slippers.
And he had buddy mug. Slippers on, didn't he?
Yeah, he had like little footy bear claw slippers.
Yes.
That's a great figure. I love that
figure.
Came
with the mayor.
Came with Mr. Mayor Man, or whatever his name was.
Yep.
Oh, Stan Lee.
Yeah,
Marvel Legend.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, I still have that one. That was a good one.
Oh, that one.
Could disguise him as Spider-Man.
Yeah,
or Peter Parker.
And that's actually one that I would love to have a second one of, to have the Peter Parker. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Those are probably that I can think of my favorites because I don't really do, you know, the DC stuff. As a general rule, they were cool, but they were never, like, they were characters I'm glad I got, but they were never must-haves.
Right.
You know, like, I liked getting Lobo, I liked getting Swamp Thing, I didn't get the Wonder Twins.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't do Masters, so there's
that.
And then, I'm trying to think of any of the other... Oh, one that I do like that's kind of a little off the beaten path was they had a Doctor Who 2-pack. And it was this weird special little thing they did that was like a 5-minute thing where the 10th Doctor meets the 5th Doctor. It was called Time Crash. Yeah, and they're on the TARDIS together at the same time because, at the end of this one season, the bad guy, the Master, had taken the TARDIS and turned it into a paradox machine so he could like fuck around with the timeline.
Right.
And, you know, obviously they saved the day and all, but as the Doctor's like, flying around, the TARDIS is still feeling the effects of that, and it kind of malfunctions. So all of a sudden there are two Doctors.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so it's the 5th Doctor, and it's the 10th Doctor. And they even explain why the Fifth Doctor all of a sudden is like, you know, 20 years old, or the blah, 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 blah. The effects of the Paradox Machine have caused you to age all those years.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just, apparently, I can't remember the Fifth Doctor, the actor's name, but apparently he was the one that David Tennant grew up watching.
Oh, really?
So it's like a fanboy thing. And in fact, yeah. He says, you were always my doctor in the thing. And again, it's just a little quick 5-minute. Oh, better not be French bread pizza.
No, they're corn dogs, damn it. Continue,
kill them.
Continue on with your Doctor Who story.
So point being, they had a 2-pack of those.
Uh-huh.
And so it was the 10th Doctor and the 5th Doctor in a Time Crash 2-pack. And I think the 5th Doctor had like a slightly different facial sculpt to reflect that he was a little older and a little heavier. And that's a cool one. I like that one.
The more you tell me about Doctor Who, the more I've got Netflix. Every season is on there. I just need to fucking watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, like, generally the consensus is that since Matt... I can't remember his last name. The new guy, since he took over, it's been a lot better.
Really?
But I like the earlier ones myself. So.
See, my Netflix viewing habits have been, we're almost done with the second season of Psych.
Ah.
So we've been watching that because it's a hysterical, well-done show. And then sometimes on my lunch, if I go outside, I'll watch, since it's on my phone, since I pay for it anyway, I'll watch a random, like, episode of who knows what. Like, I've been watching My Little Pony, and then I started watching Avengers, so I've been going through all the Avengers episodes.
Oh, the cartoon?
Yes,
the Earth's
Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah.
Which they're canceling.
Well, of course they are.
Only to do another Avengers cartoon based on the characters in the movie. Why they wouldn't have me... God damn it.
I know. They do that.
Earth's Mightiest... That cartoon show is amazing.
I know it was very popular. I saw some episodes.
I'm on episode three, and it's like I think it's called Inner Captain America, and it's just a story set in the past. But dude, it's got Fury and his Howling Commandos in it. It's got Cap and Bucky fighting Red Skull and Hydra. Fucking Wolverine's part of the Howling Commandos. It is awesome.
Cool.
Such a cool.
Well, I remember the one that I always see, and I really like it. There's one where like the leader turns all the Avengers into Hulks.
Yes.
That's a cool one.
It was a 2-part episode.
That was a 2-parter. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Isn't that the one where, like, the Absorbing Man's involved somehow, and he absorbs the power of Mjolnir?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, ah, ha, 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 and Thor's like, I control Mjolnir, and just, like,
yes.
Makes it go flying away.
Yes.
That was awesome.
It's such an awesome show, dude.
Dude, tell anyone who's a fan of G.I. Joe Renegade, which was canceled so that they could, like, apparently not compete with the movie, which was in theaters.
My thing is that, like, the Avengers, the stories, the lead-up before they actually formed the Avengers has been, like, 4 episodes now, because it was the first one focused on Iron Man, and then the second one on Thor, and then the third one on the Hulk, and then this one on Captain America.
Those might not have been the actual, like in showing them on Netflix or whatever, they might list those as episodes, but I remember that when that show first came out, those were like specials or something. Mm. Like between the shows, they would show like, because are they kind of a little shorter than a regular episode?
I don't think so.
I thought they had like special ones that like just did the
origin. I remember seeing part of the Hulk one because he finds Absorbing Man in a diner.
Mm.
And it tells him he knows who he is and he's here to help him. And then Absorbing Man beats the hell out of Bruce and then Bruce turns into Hulk. And I don't know, I just like the Hulk in this version because he's so, like he's still... Brutal Hulk smash.
He's the Hulk, but he's smart.
He's smarter, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can actually speak coherent sentences.
Yeah, he can think.
Like, he turns around and he sees General Ross's vehicle, and he's like, Ross, I haven't forgotten about you. And it's like, oh, Ross is going to get killed.
Yeah, I like the Hulk a little smarter myself.
Yeah, I do too. I like him if he's still got the Hulk smash, but still got to have some intelligence to it, which is...
A little more than just a mindless
brain. In the Avengers, it was nice, because he did have intelligence. He knew who his friends were.
Well, there was an interesting theory about that, which, again, it's not in the movie, and it's not necessarily, but it's based on what you see in the movie, is that, like, in the movie version, the Hulk, like, whatever was going on in Banner's mind when he transformed,
mm-hmm.
that was sort of the operating system for the Hulk.
Mm.
So, when he first does it on the Hellcarrier, you know, he's been manipulated by Loki, and he's pissed off at everybody.
Right.
So he lashes out. And the second time, he chooses to do it, and he wants to be part of the team, so the Hulk
right.
is more of a team player.
Right, right, right.
Which is an interesting theory.
No, it is. It's probably a pretty truthful theory. It's probably right on the...
I don't know about that, because supposedly there's like a big chunk... There's a big scene between Harry Dean Stanton and Mark Ruffalo that will be, hopefully, in the Blu-ray and DVD
really?
Version. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was like a big scene film with him where they like... That's where he gets like the scooter and the clothes and...
Mm.
Like, apparently something about like working on his anger issues or...
I gotcha.
I don't know. it got cut. Apparently, Joss Whedon's going to, like, there's, like, an extra half hour of footage.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. Excited. Well, there's a whole thing that they cut where Cap goes back to find what's-her-face from Captain America. Like, the British soldier.
Peggy?
Peggy.
Wow,
they have a reunion.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he said he had to cut it out because...
I did not know that. He said they filmed it?
From what I understand, they filmed it. But I remember reading an interview with Joss saying that it was such this sweet little reunion, but in the overall basis of the film, he just couldn't fit it in. He felt so horrible, but it was such this... He said it was such this beautiful moment between Cap and Peggy after all these years, and Cap finally going, you know, I'm sorry, I'm late for our date,
Aw, man.
Yeah, it would have been an awesome, awesome moment.
I don't know if you know this, but like they're filming Iron Man 3.
Yes.
And they have like they got like some spy footage of like a building. You see this? And it's AIM.
Oh, really?
Like, the sign outside the building says AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics.
Really?
It's like, oh, so cool. There's no way in hell they'll do MODOK, but just like the possibility that they could do MODOK.
Well, and then they've shown pictures of one of the actors.
Apparently, it's not. I know not, what you're going to say.
It's Super Patriot.
It's not Iron Patriot.
Right.
It's actually War Machine. Like, even though it was a different actor in the suit, like he's a stuntman or something.
Oh, okay.
And it's like apparently they paint War Machine this stupid Iron Patriot color.
I gotcha. But still Iron Patriot.
Oh, I know. It looks cool. I'll buy the toy. If Hasbro fucking makes it and puts it into a case and sells it.
Right.
But yeah, that's a pretty easy, cheap repaint, Hasbro. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Well, they've already done it once.
They've done a version of...
Well, I guess they did the Captain America.
Twice, actually. They've done it twice, actually. They did the... They did Iron Patriot for Marvel Universe, which is... In the comics, he's actually Norman Osborn.
Right.
And there was like a variant where you had the Norman Osborn head. And then there was one of the multi-packs for Iron Man 2 had the concept Captain America armor.
Armor, yeah.
Because I have both.
Yeah. So. Sorry, we got off track, guys.
That's okay. We had fun.
Our good buddy Wheelor.
Yeah, he said he got a question in.
He says, first of all, congrats. See, his whole thing didn't finish. He says, first of all, congrats.
It'll come through, like, tomorrow.
Yeah. First of all, congrats to making it to episode 25. First question. I guess he's asking me, are you now fearful that Dave may murder you and take over the show? I'm guessing that's what the question is.
I guess. Are you?
Well, I'm not eating pizza bread, but I'm eating corn dogs. Does that mean I'm in death lethal trouble?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Mike that. Apparently he's the food choking related expert.
Poor Mike.
Man, I mean, okay, you did it in the middle of the show, but it was just, I don't know, very unprofessional to show up, stuff your face.
I mean, in the middle of the show, that's so much more unprofessional.
Whatever.
God damn it, I'm hungry.
Okay. I ate before the show. All right.
Some of us don't have that option.
Oh, I did not realize your little legs were broken.
I thought
you had recovered from your...
I had prepping to do when I got home for the show. Prepping. So
and you can tell.
I had to bring up websites. And
that's you know, to be perfectly honest, after last week, maybe I'm not going to make fun of you. Because that was, like, scary. It's like, so... What do we talk about?
Now you know how hard my job is to keep the conversation moving, huh?
I never said it wasn't. To be fair, I've never said it wasn't. In fact, I don't know if you listened to last week's show, but that was like... Because we'd made the joke, and I said this on last week's show, we made the joke the week before about how there was no news.
Right.
You know? And that was the week that G.I. Joe got canceled.
Right.
And I was like, that came back to bite us on the ass hard last week. Because I don't think there was much news.
Not really. It wasn't a whole lot. The G.I. Joe thing was the biggest thing. Second question is, have you guys ever witnessed any acts of violence over toys at a toy show?
At a toy show?
Or any show.
No, I've come close to seeing acts of violence at stores, but...
I've seen plenty of acts of violence at stores.
Yeah. I think it shows people kind of know what the deal is.
Yeah.
So...
I did see BG almost get in a fist fight one time. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was the funniest thing I've ever had to break up.
Yeah.
Because it was BG and it was...
Lamont, wasn't it?
Lamont. Who I like Lamont. I think Lamont's a decent guy.
I like Lamont, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great. He's a decent guy. But it was just funny because Bob was threatening Lamont and Lamont was laughing at him. He was like, what are you doing?
Well, that's because if Bob put a finger on him, Lamont would have sued him for every dime.
Yeah, because Lamont's a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, he's a tax accountant.
He's a tax accountant, but still, he knows his shit.
Yeah, he's not going to put up with crap.
But it's funny, too, because I had to go outside and break it up. I'm like, Bob, B, stop. I'm like, just stop.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing?
That thing was legend.
Like, he's like, Lamont. I'm like, dude, he didn't do anything. Did he do anything? And everyone else is like, no.
No.
Like,
all Lamont did was say, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you losing your shit, BG? And he's like, I'm like, dude, you need to calm the fuck down, man. You just need to go over there, yeah, take a breather.
That was classic. That was also partly my fault, but
way to go.
Well, it's one of those. See, he might actually be listening to this. He sort of hinted that he checks out the site every now and then.
Who, BG?
BG.
We're not saying anything bad about the guy. This is all true story.
He hates it when people tell even the truth about him.
Well, you know what? If he's listening and he has a problem, he's got my phone number. Call me. Call me and tell
here's
me in my
the
face.
Story is
that he's got a problem with me telling stories about what really happened.
He was and this is classic BG because he was bragging about it at first. That he had gone into, I think, Walmart. I may get the store on Walmart or Target.
Okay.
And did his classic BG move of his mom had the cart and he filled it up with toys.
Right.
And Lamont came through and was, you know, and like basically BG waited him out. Like
wonderful.
Waited for him to like leave and then went through and cherry picked what he wanted and put the rest back.
Right.
And he was telling me this, and as he was telling you this, it started out he was bragging about it. You know, because he thought it was funny. And he thought it was, made Lamont, Lamont didn't get me because I had him in my cart and, made him. And, I was like, my thinking was, okay, well, then Lamont got screwed over, so maybe next time Lamont should know,
Right.
That Bob's not really going to buy all these figures at once,
Right.
I mean, he should at least know that, or at least know to come back, like, after he sees Bob leave. I don't know. They should have known they got dicked over, basically. And I can see where that would be considered maybe stirring up trouble. But from my point of view, Lamont got screwed. And, I would want to know that, So then I told Lamont.
Right.
And so Lamont was pissed off. And so what happens is he's waiting at Toys R Us, and Bob comes up and says something to him. And Lamont just basically goes, don't talk to me.
Right.
And apparently Bob lost his mind after that. And that's...
Boy, did he.
So.
Holy crap, did he.
Like that's the weird thing. Like nobody seems to understand why he went off like that. Because all Lamont did was say, don't talk to me.
Yeah. Good question. Yep. One I don't have an answer for.
Don't understand.
I know that, we've told the tale in the past about how I've literally had to pull him down an aisle and reprimand him like a 4-year-old.
Wow.
So, you know. Other than that, the other violence I've seen at a toy store has been towards me.
Ah, nice.
Mm. There was a Christmas.
There you go.
When the way, if you go into Toys R Us now, the R Zones, the electronic area, is where I generally worked, and it was right outside Boys, so I ran R Zone Boys and Girls. So I was in the R Zone at Christmas time one time behind the counters, and at the time, the way the counters were set up is they were set up in a row. And then behind us were all the games that we couldn't put out on the, all the expensive games.
I remember that.
They were in cases behind us. But all the games that were like $30 and under were in these hard clamshell cases that locked. This old lady brought some games to me, wanted to know the prices, and I told her the prices, and I don't know what her problem was or what I didn't say anything wrong to her. I said, well, they're $29.99 a piece, and she didn't ask anything else. She looked at me, looked at the games, took them, and then flung them at my head and started to cuss me out for no apparent reason. I'm like, lady, I'm like, what is your problem? And she
just stealing food from her cat.
Jesus Christ, I have no idea what happened.
Jeez.
Another time was a guy was filling out a credit card application.
Wow.
And they asked for his ID, and he refused to show his ID. And they're like,
this isn't voting here. This is
the employee was like,
for Toys R Us.
I was standing nearby, and the employee was like, well, sir,
Bank of Jeffrey.
We need your ID just to verify. And he's like, he just started, I'm not giving you my fucking ID. Blah, blah. And I was like, I stepped over. I'm like, sir, hey, calm down, number one. Number two, don't cuss. Number three, dude, it's law. We need your ID. What if you're trying to steal somebody's identity? This is me. This is who I am. I'm like, well, that's great, but just show me your ID, man. I'm like, how hard is it? Just pull it out of your wallet. Show it to me. We'll look and verify it, and I'll give it right back to you. I'm like,
apparently it's very difficult and expensive to get an ID in America.
Usually at this point, when someone is cussing, usually I'm usually pretty I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty professional. But the minute somebody starts cussing at me, I start to become a little bit of a dick.
Hmm.
And it's like, I was like, dude, just pull your wallet out. Show me your ID, and that's that. And he's like, no. And he rips it up, and he threw it in my face. And that was when I lost my cool. And I was like, you get the hell out of this store. And he started, like, wanting to swing on me. And I stepped from around that counter. And luckily, like, some of the other managers started to run over and to get this guy out of here. Because he was going to swing on me, and I was going to lay him out. Because I'm like, dude, no. Like, number one, you're an idiot. Number two, no, you don't do that shit in my store. I was mad. I was angry.
Wow.
And then I had this habit at Christmas time of making people even more pissed off. When they were mad at me, I would, like, I was angry. I sang him Christmas carols as they escorted his ass out the door. I just sang, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," and that just made him even more angrier. And finally, you know, our assistant, when he came back in laughing, came over and he's like, dude, you can't do that. When people are mad, you cannot do that. I'm like, do what? I'm like, all I did was sing him a Christmas. I just wanted to wish him a Merry Christmas. And he's like, you are such an asshole. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, motherfuckers threw shit in my face and then wanted to swing on me. So piss on that guy. Trying to think if there's any more acts of violence that I saw.
Hmm. I'm sure. Or apparently I've participated in.
That I've got 13, almost 15 years of retail management. So I'm sure if I start digging in this dense head of mine, I will come up with some more damn stories. There you go, guys. That brings us to the end of another episode of David Dahl's Toys and Collectibles. As always, make sure you check out our sponsors at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. They got some great sales going on for Father's Day and for June this month, so check them out. Check out their page. Make sure you support our sponsors. By supporting our sponsors, you allow us to do the show each and every week and give you guys some great listening stuff. So check them out. Make sure you go to the forums if you haven't at toyworldorder.com/forums. You can sign up. It's absolutely free. Lots of great talk there. You can leave us questions for this show in the Dave and Duvall's forum thread. Right there, there's a nice sticky note that says questions for the show. So you can do that. You can follow myself on Twitter at Puppet Duvall. You can follow Toy World Order at Toy World Order. And you can follow this show at Dave and Duvall on Twitter, where we usually announce a new episode as well as telling you when we're going to record so you can send your questions in. If you want to follow Dave, find his ass on Facebook because he don't tweet.
Nope.
Piece of shit.
Nope.
Fucking old man won't get up with the technology.
Get off my lawn.
So there you go, gang. As we always say in every episode,
you don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Toy bar's closed, peeps. See you next week.